Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Boy, it's a privilege to be here. We're so blessed to be here. We thank you for allowing us to come. You know, we serve a mighty God.
Amen.
We serve a God who is on the throne, whose eyes, they're looking, running to and fro on the earth. We serve a God whose arm is not too short. Come on. Tonight we heard some needs. We raised our hands because we had some lost loved ones. Well, we know someone who can reach down into their heart and can change their heart, souls, and life. That's our confidence. That's our hope. We believe that. That's the God we serve. That's the God that's inside of us. Oh, hallelujah. We're blessed. We're blessed. It's such a privilege to be here. I appreciate the opportunity that... My wife told me that that Brother and Sister Branch had given us this invitation, and we've been praying, and we've been looking forward to being with you. Nothing like people of like faith coming together and lifting the name of the one who died and resurrected and ascended to give us life, right? Oh, hallelujah. It's a freedom that we have in this nation that we don't need to take for granted. There's other nations in the world. They don't have opportunities like we have. And we need to be in the place where we honor the Lord always. Because you know what the Word of God says? When we honor the Lord, what does He do? He honors us with more of His presence. How many wants more of the presence of the Lord tonight? Yes. So let's be quick to hear. Let's be quick to hear what the Word of God would say to us. Because you see, every time you and I come together, the Lord, He has a word for us that will build us up.
Yes.
That will strengthen us,
yes,
that will cause us,
yes,
to be moved into the perfect plan and will of our Father. Oh, glory. Glory.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise His name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't want to testify?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to stand down, Lord. Lord, I'm thankful for every opportunity we have to share His word. He has so many blessings that He's so good.
Amen.
For us every day.
Yes.
He provides for us in every way.
Yes.
We just have to listen to Him and walk in His steps.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the more that we see trouble in this world, and the more we see pressure being applied, and we see kind of the Word of God unfolding right before our eyes, guess what? It's just a bigger opportunity for our Lord, our God, to work in our lives. Come on now. The more the devil wants to bring trouble and try to stir up all of these different things, it's just a greater chance for our Father in heaven, for His Son, to be lifted up, showing us that His Word is true. Showing us that you and I cannot fail, that we're on the winning side. Because God's for us. And if God's for us, who can be against us? Come on. Nobody. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You're amazing, Lord. Lord, we just stand before You. We're in awe of You. We thank You for Your presence. We thank You for Your hand in our lives right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're here because, Lord, You have extended unto us grace. Hallelujah. And mercy. Mercy. Thank You for it. Thank You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, sweet Spirit of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, there's none like unto You. Oh, You're the Almighty God. Yes, You are.
Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, thank You for letting us be in Your presence. Thank You for letting us have a voice to lift Your name with. Thank You for letting us have a mind to know that You are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Precious Master. Precious Master. Oh, we just are in awe of You, Lord. We're in awe of You. We thank You for loving us. Right now, You're reaching down and You're loving each one of us. Hallelujah. Thank You for that. Oh, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know what we're feeling in our hearts right now is what those who are without, those who have not experienced the very presence of Jesus Christ in their life as Lord and Savior, that's what they're looking for. Because each one of us, that's what we look for years. We had an empty spot that we were trying to fill. And now, by the grace of God, that's been filled. And now we need to take what the Lord has placed in our heart and take it to all of those who are without.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, let's just thank Him for our salvation. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for salvation. Thank You for grace. Thank You for mercy. Thank You, Lord, that as You look toward us, Lord, that You rewarded us with the very gift of salvation. Instead of the gift of judgment, You extended mercy unto us. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we're so thankful for mercy tonight. As You've extended mercy unto us, we pray for mercy, Lord, upon those who are without. And we ask that Jesus Christ can be manifested in the very planned way of salvation to those who need to come under that cross. Come to that throne by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty name of the Lord.
Glory.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Oh, there's a sweet, sweet presence of the Lord in our lives tonight, isn't there? He's always there. It's so precious.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you would, open up your Bibles to John 15. And put your little ribbon marker in John 15, if you would. And we're going to be... I'm a different type of minister. I like for us to lay our eyes upon the Word of God. You know, we can quote it, we can talk about it, but when we open to it and we read it for our own selves and we start taking in that precious Word into our heart, and that's what I like to do. I like to break down as the Lord leads and just allow the Spirit of God to cause these words to jump off this page, because these words are alive. They're alive. They are Jesus. And by these words, you and I come to truth. We come to understanding. You know, a lot of times if we're not careful, we're so used to the world telling us who we are. We're so used to what's been ingrained to us from a child on up of what we can do, what our limitations are, what the possibilities are. And especially if you're listening to the news today, they do not have any encouraging news for you and I. They tell you that here's what the situation is, and this is what you're going to be able to do, and don't expect to go past that. But you and I, we've got to have a vision that the Holy Spirit of God, by the Word of God, puts in our hearts, souls, and lives. And by that vision, we start seeing ourselves the way the Lord sees us. Come on, when the Lord looks at you and I, guess what? He sees all things are possible. Because why? Because you and I are a people of faith. All things are possible to the person that believes.
Amen.
And we believe in the Lord tonight. We trust in the Lord. So tonight I want you to look at each other, to look to your neighbor and say, hey, I'm chosen. I'm chosen. Brother Bob, you're chosen. I'm chosen. We're chosen by the Lord tonight. If you would, I don't know if y'all do or not, but we always stand for the reading of the Word. If some can't. John chapter 15, if you would. Let's start reading in verse number 12. John 15 and 12, the Word of God says, Christ Jesus, you know this red letter, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that the world, that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would have loved his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And finally, verse 20, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your precious word. We ask by the very anointing of your Spirit tonight, Lord, that you open unto us the very treasures of heaven, Lord. Help us find the very seed that each one of us need individually in our hearts, souls, and lives to grow us up in you. You said that if the truth was spoken in love, that we would grow up into the head, under the full stature of the body of Christ, and we can be productive, we can be fruitful, Father. Let each one of us, Lord, have a receptive heart, and as we receive the Word of God, let us, by the anointing of the Spirit of God, act thereupon and go forward in that very precious truth until it is coming out of our lives fruit that all can see, so Jesus Christ can be lifted up out of our lives and those who are without can see Him and they can come to the very truth of the grace of God. They can see the very Son of God, the Lamb of God, and they can have their sins washed away. Let it be, Father. Oh, let it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What we're talking about Christ Jesus, and we're talking about being chosen. This to kind of get her attention. I want you to think about this mother. This Christian mother, she was in church one day, and they were talking to her about her daughter. She had three daughters. One was 30 years of age, one was 29, and one was 28. And they were she was reminiscing about when her daughters were young, when they were 7, 6, and 5. And the 5-year-old was always kind of rambunctious and was always asking her a million questions and so forth. And so she was getting a little bit on the mother's nerves, and she was explaining that to the lady there beside her. And she said, so one day the little 5-year-old come up to her and said, Mom, how many kids did you want to have? And the mother looked over at her just a little agitated, and she said, 2. And the 5-year-old stopped for a second and looked up at her mom, and she said, oh, me and who else? She assumed she was one of the two, that she was one of the chosen ones that she was talking about. Tonight, that's what you and I have got to understand. We've been chosen. We've been chosen. We are a peculiar people. And you and I need to look in the mirror, and we don't need to allow the devil to show us anything of our past. We don't need to allow the world to try to put a picture upon us. You and I need to see the very blood of Jesus and allow the image and the glory of the risen Savior to be what causes us to think, causes us to talk, causes us to act. Because we are a chosen people. Come on. The Word of God tells us in 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, I believe it is. He said, but you are a chosen. Come on now, a chosen generation. That's who you are. We're in the last days. We're living in the last dispensation of this time, coming to the very pointing of the coming of Christ, pointing to the fulfillment of the Word of God, and you and I need to know that we're here for a reason. Come on now. God has chose you and I to live in this time period for something specific. He looks at you and He knows that He has a vessel. He knows because He's the potter. Isaiah 64:8. He's the potter and you and I are the clay. And He wants to take you. He wants to shape you. And He wants to bring the Word of God through your life. Bring in this Word. Come on now. Bring in this Word to pass. You're chosen. You're chosen. And with that very understanding, come on, don't it give you peace of mind? It gives me peace of mind to know that it doesn't matter what's going on around me, to the left or to the right, that God is on the throne. Come on now. Jesus is making intercession. He's on the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I. He has a plan for us. And we've been chosen out of this world, and we have a destiny. We have a destiny. No longer is life boring. No wonder is life in the place where I wonder what I'm going to do or how I'm going to make it. We've got a Father in heaven. We've got Word that says He's going to supply all of our needs. Come on. Philippians 4:19. He's going to meet the need according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. That's the avenue. That's the means. It doesn't matter what the news says. You and I have been chosen. Chosen. And we have an opportunity tonight to be built up by the Word of God and allow the Word of God to give us a vision of who we really and truly are. Now, out of these verses of Scripture that we read, I want us to look at about three things. First of all, in this precious Word, look what He said there in verse number 14. He said, ye are my friends. Ye are my friends. You and I, we've been chosen. Come on now, think about this. We've been chosen to be a friend of God. Oh, glory. Glory. How many times do you remember in times past, especially when you were younger, and it was hard sometimes to make friends. And a lot of times people would leave you out. They would exclude you because you didn't fit their criteria for whatever it might be. That you wouldn't in that kind of that group, so to speak. But guess what? Jesus said that ye, come on, you and I, we're his friend. Come on now. We can look up. We don't have to keep our head down and look like we're not anybody, feel like we're not a nobody. We're a somebody. We're a somebody made by Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. By Jesus, because he said, I've chosen you. I've chosen you. I want you to be my friend. Come on now. What do friends do? They share information. Come on. They share information. They help each other out. Come on. They work together. They walk hand in hand. They talk all the time. You and I, we have an avenue, a vein to the throne of heaven. We have the very Son that we fellowship with. Come on now. We have a friend. He said, ye are my friends. You're my friends. He said, henceforth I call you not servants. Come on. You and I, we are friends, but not just a servant, as in times past, but now we're a friend that works with him, that walks with him. Come on. James 2:23 tells us, it talks about Abraham. And it says, Abraham said this scripture was fulfilled. And Abraham, he became the friend of God. He became the friend of God when the word of God was fulfilled. What fulfilled the word of God? God spoke forth some things about Abraham. And when Abraham said, I'm your friend, I'm going to do what you say. That's what Jesus said here, right? He said, you're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Abram at that time said, Lord, I'll do what you say. And that fulfilled the scripture. Come on now. You and I, there's some promises in this word of God. And there's some promises that's written to you, the friend of God. And the way that's fulfilled is when we say, yes, Lord. I hear the Holy Spirit. My eyes are being opened. My ears are being receptive. My heart is taking in seed. And I'm starting to see some things I never saw before. Come on now. And this opens up the Word of God to be fulfilled in our lives. Come on. We're not going to make it in this last days unless we're in the place of doing what the will of the Father. We need to know what the will is. And we need to walk boldly in it. Not shamefully, but hold our head up high and say, yes, I've been with the Lord and this is what the Word of God says and I have confidence therein. He said, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I call you friends. I call you friends. Now, put your ribbon marker in here in John 15 and let's turn to the book of Genesis and let's just see an illustration of what is being said here. Let's go to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. Now, the reason why I like to do that, because Romans 15 and 3 tells us, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, right? Our admonition to teach us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 1 through 13 tells us that all those things were written for examples to us to help us to see where we can learn from their mistakes and avoid them, but we can also see what worked and we can walk therein. So that's why I like to do that. So we're talking about friends. Christ said, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So let's look at Abraham, the very friend of God. Genesis chapter 12, look at verse number 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Now this is Abram's part. Verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Oh, hallelujah. Now we see God's part, the fulfillment of the scripture. Come on tonight, you and I, we can claim some promises out of the Word of God as you and I take heed to what the Word says. Come on, James, the book of James tells us that faith without works is dead faith. But you and I, we have faith that is active. We have faith that is framed after our Lord and our Master, right? Because He told us right there that we were not going to be above Him. No, we're going to be just like Him. We're going to follow in His footsteps because He's the perfect teacher. Come on now. He's the perfect teacher. He leads us with His small, still voice. He's our shepherd. We're the sheep of His flock. And we're going to walk in that pasture. And He's going to have what we need when we need it. But right here we see how Abram become the friend of God. Come on. He had to make a conscious decision. A conscious decision to say, okay, I'm going to do what you say, God. I'm going to get out of everything I know. That tonight, you and I, there's some places in our life that God is so pleased with. And He looks down and says, yes, yes. But also, as we hear the Word of God, we start start to realize there's some other places that maybe God's not quite as pleased with. But that's okay. God never condemns us. No, that's the devil, that's the enemy that condemns us. The Lord, He just shows it to us, and then He shows us the way, the avenue, the vein, for it to line up to His Word. Because why? Because He has good things for us. He has things for us that will change our life. He has things for us that will cause us to be successful, to prosper, to push forward in everything that we lay our hand to. Come on now, that's you and I. The chosen one. The chosen one. When we walk, we're blessed when we're going in the field. We're blessed in the city. Come on now. Well, everything we put our hand to is blessed. That's the truth of the Word of God, because we're a friend of God. We're chosen. We're chosen. Now look right here. Abram had to make a decision. He had to get out from his country, from his kindred, and from his father's house. He had to get out of some things. He had to get out of the pattern. He had to get out of the norm. Tonight, you and I, if we want to see some supernatural things, if we want to see some extraordinary things, we've got to get out of the ordinary. We've got to get out of the norm. And we've got to say, yes, Lord, I'm willing by faith to step out. I'm willing by faith to say, I trust You. I'm not going to do something that's just kind of harebrained. But I'm going to do whatever You tell me to do as the Spirit gives me unction. Come on now, you and I, the Word of God tells us, 1 John 2:20, 1 John 2:27, we have a teacher, the Holy Spirit. He gives us the unction to lead us, to guide us, to direct us. We know what's right. We know what's wrong. We know what'll work. And as you and I hear and follow that unction, come on now, we start getting out of the norm. Come on, think about this now. Abram, he would have been in a place where he had never been the friend of God. He would have never been fruitful. He would have never... The Word of God tells us that Abram become very rich. Rich. Now you and I tonight, I know as soon as we say that, we get our mind goes a million different ways. But the richness is having that fellowship. Come on now, that's the number one thing you and I want. We want the fellowship and all these other things. As we seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness first, all of these other things will be taken care of. Come on, this is what happened when Abram made that conscious decision. Okay, I've tried things in the past, and things have been this way. But I'm going to listen to You, Lord. And I'm going to go the way You would have me to go. I'm going to follow You. And look what the Lord told him. He said, I will bless thee and I'm going to make thy name great. Oh, glory. Glory. I'm going to make thy name great. Now, hold that in your mind, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But when God comes into our life, when He touches us, our name is changed. Our name is changed, and you and I are brought into the grace of God. And in the grace of God is the very provision of God, is the very fellowship of God in every and all situation of life. Come on now. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. In every situation of life, no matter whether it's good, bad, sad, happy, God is there with me, and that fellowship is going to sustain me, and it's going to take me on through. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So first of all, you and I, we find out we're chosen to be the friend of God, but also we're chosen to what? To bear fruit. Now, what did He say there in John 15, 16? Jesus said, You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. That you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That you should go forth. That's what Abram did. Abram got up and went. The fruit would have never came if he hadn't got up and went. Tonight, you and I, we're going to have to get up. And we're going to have to say, yes, Lord, I realize that I'm chosen. And because I'm chosen, I'm the friend of God. And because I'm the friend of God, I can talk to the Lord face to face. And He can tell me some things I've never heard before. He can cause me to understand some things I never understood before. He can cause me to have light in that dark area that's been there all of my life. He can cause the very waves that have tried to come over me. He can say, peace be still, because of that relationship. And He can cause me to have fruit not only for myself, but to fulfill the plan of God. Come on, chosen to fulfill the plan of God, to bring fruit to those who are without. Now let's look at some stuff here, and just help us, let's turn over in Genesis. Where do I want to go, Lord? Look at Genesis 15. Genesis 15, 1, the Word of God says, And after these things, the Word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Fear not. Fear not. I am. I am. You and I, we have the great I am in our life. We have the one who is our all in all. Come on. And so we've been chosen to be the friend of God, but we've also been chosen to be fruitful. And the way you and I are fruitful, if we had time, and we won't take time, but in your home study time, and most of you could quote it, in the first 11 verses of that John 15, we know that Christ is the vine. And you and I, we're the branches. We have been grafted into there to bear fruit. And God is, He is the one that does it. You see, that's what He's telling Abraham. He says, fear not. Tonight, you and I, as we look to the world, the devil, the prince of the power of the air, working through the airways, trying to create fear. But you and I are not going to fear because we're people of faith, we're children of faith, and we see that we've been chosen. We've been chosen, and with that chosen comes responsibility. And with that responsibility comes privilege. Come on, God never gives responsibility unless there's a provision there. Come on now, really. You've showed yourself faithful in your walk to where you're at. And because of that faithfulness, God says, I want to bring something else into your life. But we've got to come to the place where we see ourselves walking in that. You understand what I'm saying? We've got to have a vision of that. We've got to look to that, and we've got to allow the God in heaven, the one that abides in our very... We're the vessel. Come on now, we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, the one that abides inside of us to show us the way and the avenue to bring His will, His plan into our life. Let's turn over to Genesis 17. Now look in Genesis 17, verse number 1. And Abram was 99 years old. And the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Boy, that scares us. Be thou perfect. We see that and we go, wait a minute, okay. Now, but we need to understand what's really being said. It's... to where you've grown. Come on. I can't walk where Brother Branch is walking. Come on now, because he's got a relationship that's been building and has been growing and been developing in his timetable. Come on now. And in my timetable, in your timetable, we have to be perfect or entire, in other words, from the Hebrew, where we've grown to what we understand. I don't understand some things that he understands, and I'm not required to walk in that. Come on now, you and I, we've got to realize this relationship, it's personal. And because it's personal, there's no big eyes, no little U's. There's no responsibility that yokes us down, that burdens us over. Come on, the Lord, He lifts us up and calls us to be able to stand up and be free. So let's don't let the devil take anything, twist anything, get us on a guilt trip, because that's not going to happen. Because God says for us to walk, but we're going to walk to where we're at with Him, okay? Glory. Now stay with me. Verse number 2. God says, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and look at that, and will multiply thee exceedingly. A little bit? Exceedingly. Come on now. Now, why is God doing that? Because Abram is a friend of God. Amen. And he's been chosen to be a friend, and he's been chosen to bear fruit. Come on tonight. This is John 15. This is you and I. We've been chosen to bear fruit. And we look at the Old Testament type shadow to see how we can come to that place of being the friend of God, of having the fruit to come out of our lives. We allow God to do it. Come on tonight. There's been some things in your life, let's be honest, just shut your eyes for a minute and just think, just for a moment. There's been some things in your life that the Lord has kind of laid on your heart. And for whatever reason, maybe you haven't stepped forward in that. Because the devil has tried to talk to the flesh and try to tell you that you can't do it. You don't have the ability, you don't have the means, you don't have the avenue. Those are all lies. Come on now, the gifts and the calling of God, Romans 11, 29, the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. When God calls us, when He puts something on our heart, He doesn't change His mind, and He doesn't ask you, He doesn't ask me to do something that we can't do. Tonight, you and I, we can do all things through Christ Jesus, because He's the one that gives us the strength. He's the vine. Come on now, think about it. The branch doesn't produce the fruit. It just holds it. Come on, because it allows the nutrients to come up through the vine. Tonight, you and I, we're going to allow the nutrients of the risen Savior to come through us. And it's going to produce just exactly what God wants it to produce. Hallelujah. Think about that now. There's some people in your life, there's some people in my life, they need some things. And there's nothing you and I can do to help them in the natural. We've tried. But they need something from God. Well, guess what? You and I are going to stay hooked into the vine, and God's going to multiply us. He's going to make us exceedingly fruitful, and it's going to be the very seed of what they need because we've been chosen. We've been chosen because the Word of God tells us, come on, 2 Timothy chapter 3, he says that in the last days there are going to be perilous times. And down about verse 13, he says, evil men are going to wax worse and worse. They're going to be deceiving and being deceiving others. Come on, that's what's happening. There's some fruit that needs to go forth. The fruit of the truth. There's people out there in the world who's lost. And God wants to raise people up out of this church. He wants to cause you to see a vision of you being a soul winner. He wants to cause you to have a vision that you can bring people into this church that will cause it to overflow. That will cause people, come on now, cause them to see Jesus high and lifted up. When they walk in the door, they're going to feel such a presence of the Lord because you're hooked into the vine that they have to bow. They have to bow because they know that God is here. Hallelujah now. That's the way it's supposed to be. We were in church Sunday night having a wonderful altar service. There was a lady on the third row. She needs the Lord. She was able to sit through. We didn't have preaching. We had a wonderful worship service, and she was able to sit through all of that. But then we had a lady that the Lord reached down and touched her miraculously and delivered her. Filled her with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When she started speaking in tongues, she had to get up and leave. She couldn't sit. I'm talking about the lady on the third row. She couldn't stay because God's presence was so strong there that she was convicted. And that's okay. Because I want them to come to the front, or I want them to step out. I don't want them to be in the place where they're comfortable. That's what's happening. The devil wants the church watered down so much that people will blend in and everybody will be comfortable. And it's just, I can just sit there and everything will be fine and dandy. No. We're not looking at a world church. You and I are looking at the church where Christ Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, He said, this is my church. He said, upon this rock, I will build it. Christ is building His church, and that's why you and I have been chosen. You need to stand up high and say, yes, Lord, I thank You for choosing me to be a part of Your church. Choosing me to be used by You. Choosing me to cause this place to be different. Come on, I want this place to be where we're so hooked into the vine when people drive by. Come on now. It can happen. It can happen. They can feel the presence of the Lord. They can feel the love of God. And their lives can be changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look what happened after God told him that. And Abram fell on his face. Come on now. When you and I, when we realize we're a friend of God and God's going to make us fruitful, we fall on our face because we see the Almighty God. We see what He's done in our lives. Come on now. You and I, we had no hope. And God reached down in our lives and He raised us up. He changed us. We need to fall on our face and we need to worship Him and we need to name Him above all. Verse 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee. And thou shalt be a father of many nations. Verse 5, this is why we came here. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. But neither shall thy name be called Abram any more. Come on now. You and I, we've had a name change. Now you and I, we go under the name of Christian. Now, what did God do here? Come on now. Abram, if you fully translate it, it means elevated father. Okay? That's what the name means. Every time you see name in the Old Testament, it had a meaning to it. And there was a reason behind that name being attached to a person. Okay? All of a sudden, then God says, I'm going to name you Abraham. Okay, you know what He did? He took the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet and He put it right in the middle of Abraham. In the middle of Abram. And made it Abraham. The fifth letter. Number 5, I don't know if you're familiar with Bible numbers, but biblical numerics, number 5 means grace. What did God do? God added grace to Abraham's life. And He put it in the middle because it had to be in the center of who He is. Tonight, you and I, we're here because grace has been put in the center of who we are. Grace, Jesus Christ, is living inside of us. He's created in us a new heart, a clean heart. He has made us a brand new creature. Come on now. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Old things are passed away. All things are made new. Come on, that's the Lord. That's what He's done for us. Because we've been chosen. We've been chosen. God said, because I've chosen you and because I put grace in your life, you're going to be exceedingly fruitful. Come on now. You've got to see yourself. I've got to start seeing myself exceedingly fruitful. There's some people on my left that needs love. Guess what? Fruit of the Spirit. There's love hanging off here. Come on. There's some people who need some peace. It's hanging off me. Right here. Come on. Now it's hanging off of you. There's some people who need joy. The fruit's there. Come on. There's some people who need love. The fruit's there. And what's inside the fruit? Come on. The seed. The seed, right? Now, I know we're taking the natural and pointing to the spiritual. But when they partake of that, then it's planted in their life. And then the fruit keeps going. You see, that's the way the Lord works this. Oh, we've been chosen. We've been chosen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We've been chosen to be friends. We've been chosen to be fruit bearers. That's who we are. We have to see ourselves as having what the world needs. We have to see ourselves because we're attached to the vine, having just exactly, oh glory, what the Lord would have to come through our lives. Oh glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Okay, let's think about this. We've been chosen to be friends. We've been chosen to be fruit bearers. But what else did Christ say in that John chapter 15? Let's be encouraged here. He said in John 15, 16, He said, "You are not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and forth and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain." And look at this. "That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it to you." Whatsoever. Come on, whatsoever. You ask in my name, the Father will give it to you. As I heard the prayer requests go forth tonight, they weren't selfish. I didn't hear anybody asking for something that was not needful, something that didn't line up to the Word of God, something that was not provided by Jesus Christ on that cross at Calvary. Come on now. He said, I have the avenue, the way. You and I, we have the access to the throne through Jesus Christ. And because we've been chosen, He's made us prayer warriors. Come on now. You have got to see yourself. I've got to see myself as that person that is offering supplication, intercession, that is there to stand between God and a lost and dying world. Stand between the Lord and show that, because why are we doing that? We're talking about because Jesus is in us. Not that we can do anything, but because Jesus is in us, that's our nature. That's our nature to say, God, wait a minute. Come on now. I know you're a merciful God, and I just asked you. I asked you for a little more time. I asked you if you'll give me a little seed, come on, I'll bring it into their life. I asked you for the provision to be able to get their attention. I asked you for the avenue for an open door to reach into their heart. I asked you, Father God, and guess what? He's going to be there because you're chosen, because you're not just chosen just to be a friend, but a friend that serves, and a friend that serves that bears fruit, and a friend that serves bears fruit and praise. That's who we are. Oh, glory. That's who we are. And let's think about this now. We're talking about Abram being turned into Abraham, and we're talking about how all of these things in John 15 came out of his life as a type and a shadow of what can come out of our life. Okay, let's think about Genesis 18. Sodom and Gomorrah. We all know the story. There we are. Lot made a bad decision. Remember, he looked up his eyes there in Genesis 13. And as he looked up his eyes, he looked across the plain. And he chose according to what he saw with these flesh eyes. Come on now. He put his family in harm's way. He put his family in a bad situation. And then in Genesis 18, we see that it comes down to where the judgment of God is coming. It's coming upon that. But guess what? The wonderful thing is, because Abraham is a friend of God, what did he tell him there in Genesis 18? He said, "Will I do anything unless I tell my servant Abraham?" He said, "What a..." Because you see, in Genesis 20, it tells us that Abraham's a prophet. And Amos 3:7 tells us that God will do nothing unless He what? He reveals it to His prophets. So he come to Abraham. And they had that one, remember, you know, he prepared that wonderful meal. And he said, "Hey, okay, Abram," he said, "you're going to be productive. You're going to have, Sarah, I'm going to visit you this time of the year, and you're going to have a child, okay? And have this wonderful fellowship and this fulfillment of him being fruitful in his own self, in his own lineage, through Sarah, the way God ordained it. And then all of a sudden, then as they start to walk away, Abram walks with him to see him off. And as he does that, then they come and they stop. And that's when they say, hey, would I do this without talking to Abraham first? And so then all of a sudden he reveals to Abraham what he's going to do. And what does Abraham start to do? Immediately he starts to make prayer. He starts talking to God. And he starts saying, hey, if there's 50, right? Would you destroy it? If there's 45. And he works his way all the way down to 10. He said, would you destroy it? And God said, no. He interceded and Lot and his two daughters were spared. Because he interceded. Tonight, you and I, we have been chosen to be prayer warriors. We've been chosen to have a relationship with our Father, to have the heart of that He had. His very heartbeat, He wants to place in our lives. His very mindset, He wants to place in our lives. He wants to put it on our heart at all hours of the day, all hours of the night, to pray for a certain person, to pray for a certain family. And we don't do it for naught. We don't do it for vain. Because why? Because we're fruitful. We're productive. Come on now. God doesn't do anything for naught. He has a plan. And He has a plan He wants to work through you, through I. But we've got to see ourselves in this vein, in this light. We've got to see ourselves that we are chosen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're chosen. We're chosen. We're chosen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Think about this. Genesis chapter 20. All of a sudden, here's an example that you and I, we got to pray for people even that we fear. Pray for people that maybe they don't do us right. Genesis chapter 20, look at it and mark it down in your notes. You can look at it when you get home. But we have a situation there with Abraham and Abimelech. And he comes in and he takes Sarah to be his wife. There in Genesis chapter 20. And guess what? The curse of God comes upon Abimelech, upon his household. And if you look there in verse number 17, just to close the thought, and Abram prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. They were not fruitful. They were not productive because they'd been shut off because they had done something wrong. Tonight there's people in this world, they've been blinded by the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4, and they're walking in darkness, they're walking in deceit, and they're not fruitful, they're not productive. And they may try to hurt you, they may try to harm you, they may come against you, they may come against me, they may come against our family. But it's our duty, because we've been chosen by God, to pray for them. Come on now, and when we pray for them, we know as the Lord leads us by His Spirit, that their lives will be changed. Come on tonight, those prayer requests that you brought up. Come on, that's not something that God just hears passively. No, He hears your heart and He sees that. Come on, and as the tears roll down your face, they're bottled up. And He says, I'm going to work. I'm going to work on behalf of my friend. I'm going to work on behalf of the one who's bearing fruit. I'm going to work on the one who is a prayer warrior for me. Come on now. You and I, we have every reason to smile, every reason for our eyes to be shining and to be looking up and saying glory to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's think about this real quick. Think about it. Very familiar verses of Scripture. Acts chapter 16. You have Paul and Silas there in prison, right? And all of a sudden, after they've been beaten, as they've been placed in the inner prison in stocks, there they are. They start singing praises to the Lord. They start praying. And all of a sudden, the jailer, remember? You know, the Philippian jailer, he comes in because the doors, everything's shaking because God comes on the scene. And he says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Because of why? Because Acts chapter 9 tells us that Paul was a chosen vessel. A chosen vessel. And even though he was in a place of hurt, a place of harm physically, a place of abuse mentally, his mind, His spirit was still upon the spirit of the living God. And that plan and that brought forth fruit. Come on now. Because of his prayers and because he was a friend of God. This is the same thing you and I can expect out of our own life. We can expect this. We need to look. And we need to say, hey God, I know you're no respecter of persons. And I know that I'm walking entirely, come on now, to where I've grown, to where I'm at. And I know, come on, is it challenging God? No, it's saying, God, my faith is in you. My hope is in you. My confidence is in you. And it opens up the avenue, oh hallelujah, for the Lord to work in our life. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a quarterback. In 1960, he played for the University of Georgia. And his team was taking on the University of Texas. And he was a third string quarterback. Never got into any of the games, got very little practice. And all of a sudden, it's in the third quarter and his team is losing tremendously bad. And he just picks up his helmet and just walks on the field and walks into the huddle. The first string quarterback sees him and just assumes the head coach has sent him in. He trots off. The quarterback calls the play, throws a long pass. It's caught. It's ran into the end zone for a touchdown. It turns the game around, and they win the game. The quarterback was Fran Tarkenton. Played for the Minnesota Vikings and the New York Giants for about 18 years. But he had the gall to step on there because he knew he was chosen to be a quarterback. That was his exact words. He had the attitude of being successful. He had the mindset that he was somebody. And he must have been because they didn't make the money they make today. And yet today, he in his private venture after retirement, he's worth $60 million. Mindset. Mindset. You and I, we've got to have a mindset that we can do all things through the Lord. We've got to have a mindset that Christ is the source, and if He can get it through us, it will be manifested. It will come into our hearts, souls, and lives. It will come in and out of this church, and it will cause the will and the plan of God to be done. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, Lord, we worship you, we honor you, we magnify your name. We thank you for the truth of your word. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you that because of you and by you, that we are somebody. We have been chosen. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I ask that our eyes be opened like never before. I ask by the anointing of the Spirit of God that we have a vision. A vision of what your plan is. A vision of your provision coming in us and through us, causing your Son to be lifted up and causing all those that will, whosoever will, coming unto you for salvation. Oh, let it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 As I was praying for you, I didn't know you, but as I was praying for this church, just let me tell you what came up in my spirit. It was like opening up a closet door. And as you opened up the closet door, it was dark in there. And then all of a sudden, the light started shining in that closet. It started coming from the bottom, working its way up to the middle, all the way to the top. And as it looked and went up through that closet, inside that closet was things that were usable. But for some reason, they hadn't been pulled out yet. For some reason, they might have been forgotten. Or for some reason, maybe they'd never been seen before. But the Lord wants to bring some stuff out of us tonight. He wants to bring some stuff through us tonight. He wants to show us that we are chosen. He wants to show us that all of these things that we see in the type and the shadows of Abram, of Abraham's life, can come out of our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're here tonight and you want to come forward and say, Lord, I want those secret things that I've never seen that you could use tonight that be used out of my life. I want them revealed to me. Lord, I want to be your friend like never before. Lord, I want to be a fruit bearer like never before. Lord, I want to be somebody who can pray like I never have prayed before. Would you come tonight and just meet the Lord at these altars? And just accept what the Lord can do in your life, in my life. Come on, this is the start. This is the start. Tonight, you and I, we can receive some things from the Lord, and our lives can be changed for the glory of God, for the building of His church, the building of this church. Come on now. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise God. And the Lord will use all of us to accomplish His will. Amen. Wonderful to be included in the plan of God. Let's go to Brother Father Stevens. He continues to pray tonight. Let us sing a little bit tonight before we, as we close this service. What we're going to do, we're going to just ask you to sing with us this old song that says, He touched me. How many tonight been touched by the presence of God? Let's sing a little bit of that for us as we close the service tonight.
I wish I
Jesus. Father, we praise you, Lord. Praise your wonderful name tonight, Father. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name.